Chapter 3 The cycles of Uranus Hyle. The paramount influence of a progressed aspect in any cycle chart relates to those things which are ruled by the planet for which the cycle chart is erected. The manner in which those things affect the destiny of groups of people requires the consideration of other factors. Thus, in making a prediction as to the exact nature of the events which will transpire when a given progressed aspect is formed in any cycle chart, there are four distinct factors, although by no means of equal importance, which require consideration. Four factors determining the events attracted by a progressed aspect in a cycle chart. The only planet that progresses and forms aspects to the other planets is the planet for which the cycle chart is erected. That is, in the Uranus cycle, all the other planets are considered only as they appear in the cycle chart. But Uranus moves forward at the rate shown by its positions in the ephemeris to make aspects with the positions occupied by the other planets in the cycle chart. In the Saturn cycle, in a like manner, only Saturn moves forward to make aspects to the positions of the planets in the Saturn cycle chart. When in any cycle chart an aspect from the planet for which the cycle chart was erected forms to the position of a planet in that cycle chart, the event indicated is determined from the following four factors, which are here given in the order of their importance. 1. The planetary cycle. We do not expect the Uranus cycle to reveal the influence of orthodox thought, land and basic utilities, or the miner and farmer, because these things come under the rule of Saturn. But we do expect it to show the strong influences of ultra-progressive thought, of invention and complicated mechanical devices, and of radical politics. That is, the things ruled by the planet for which the cycle chart was erected are always to be considered as in some manner the active agents which bring the indicated event to pass. For instance, in the current Uranus cycle chart, given at the front of this booklet, there are three planets in the 12th house in Pisces. When Uranus moves forward into Taurus, it will form the sextile aspect to each of these three planets. The events, which will then come to pass, coincident with these progressed aspects, will all show the influence of those things which Uranus rules. 2. House occupied by planet receiving aspect. When an event comes to pass, it relates chiefly to some particular department of life. Commonly the department of life affected stands out with even greater clearness than does the agent which brought the event to pass. And the department of life thus affected is chiefly to be judged from the house occupied by the planet receiving the aspect. Thus, in the present Uranus cycle chart, as the Sun, Moon and Mercury are all three in the 12th house, when Uranus moves forward into Taurus and one after another forms the sextile aspect to each of these planets, the effect will chiefly be felt in the 12th house. As the 12th house rules prisons, hospitals, asylums, relief work, crime, etc., the events of outstanding importance attracted by these three progressed aspects will relate to these things. Lesson number 142 gives a rather complete list of the things which in mundane astrology are ruled by each of the 12 houses. When, therefore, a progressed aspect forms in any cycle chart, the house occupied by the planet receiving the aspect indicates, according to the things there listed as under the rule of the house, those things which will most pronouncedly be affected by the progressed aspect. To a much less degree, things will also be affected which are ruled by the houses on the cusp of which is a sign ruled by the planet receiving the aspect. For instance, in the current Uranus cycle chart, the Sun is in the 12th, but rules the cusp of the 6th. When Uranus makes the sextile aspect to the Sun, therefore, 12th house affairs will chiefly be affected, but in a less pronounced degree. Labor and other things ruled by the 6th house will also be influenced. 3. special affinity of the planet receiving the aspect observation has shown that each of the planets has such a close affinity with certain things that, no matter what house of the cycle chart it occupies, when it receives a progressed aspect from the planet for which the cycle chart was erected, there is a pronounced effect apparent, where these things are concerned. Next to the house occupied by a planet, as indicating the event, which may most confidently be expected, there should be considered this special affinity. As a matter of actual practice, in our mundane astrology class where the events for each day of the week ahead are forecast, and the more important events for years ahead are predicted, with later newspaper headline verification, predictions are made first as to the events affected, as shown by the house position, and then other predictions are made merely from the natural affinity of the planet aspected. These classes, which have been in existence for a great many years, fully warrant at least two predictions from each progressed aspect, one based on house position, and the other, usually of less consequence, based upon the special affinity of the aspected planet. These special affinities, which are derived from observing the verifications of day-by-day predictions over a period of many years in actual class work, rather than from what might logically be expected, are here listed in a manner to facilitate reference, as follows: Sun-a progressed aspect to the Sun in a cycle chart, regardless of the house it occupies, tends to events in which those in power, particularly those high in politics, are affected. Moon-a progressed aspect to the Moon in a cycle chart, no matter what house it is in, tends to affect a large number of people. Mercury, a progressed aspect to Mercury in a cycle chart, irrespective of the house it occupies, tends to give rise to much talk, and usually to controversy. Venus, a progressed aspect to Venus in a cycle chart, regardless of the house it occupies, tends to events which affect women. Mars-a progressed aspect to Mars in a cycle chart, whatever the house it holds, tends to strife, violence and accidents. Jupiter, a progressed aspect to Jupiter in a cycle chart, irrespective of the house it is in, tends to events affecting finances. Under such an aspect the trend is toward expansion, expenditures and higher prices. Saturn, a progressed aspect to Saturn in a cycle chart, no matter what house it occupies, has an influence over labor and tends toward contraction, economy, loss and lower prices. Uranus, a progressed aspect to Uranus in a cycle chart, regardless of the house it holds, tends to bring radical activities, and to bring and expose. Neptune, a progressed aspect to Neptune, whatever house it may be in, tends to events affecting aviation and the moving picture industry. Pluto, a progressed aspect to Pluto, regardless of the house it occupies, tends to bring events in which drastic action and cooperation of some kind play a part. 4. House occupied by progressing planet at the time the aspect is complete, the house occupied by the planet, for which the cycle chart was erected, cannot be ignored. In the cycles of the more slowly moving planets it is of much more consequence than in the cycles of the swifter planets. Sun or Moon, for instance, move so rapidly through a house that commonly the things denoted by that house are not strongly affected when the luminary makes a progressed aspect. Those without experience are apt to conclude from their observation of progressed aspects in natal astrology that the house occupied by the progressing planet in a cycle chart should be as strongly affected as the house occupied by the planet in the cycle chart receiving the aspect. Such is not the case, however, and while predictions at times can accurately be made from the house occupied by the planet for which the cycle chart was erected, at the time it forms progressed aspects, predictions from this fourth, and least important factor, should be made with considerable reserve. Thus in the 7 years 1935 to 1942, during which in the current Uranus cycle chart Uranus passes through the second house, every aspect Uranus makes to the position of a planet in the cycle chart will tend to have some influence on money. But such influence on money at times will be greatly subordinate to the influence on the things ruled by the house occupied by the aspected planet, and even to the things which have a special affinity for the aspected planet. Uranus in mundane astrology. Uranus is the planet of extremes and of unexpected happenings. He loves the new and the unusual, and hesitates not at all to discard the tried and trusted methods in favor of more original plans. Or if some new plan has been in operation, and has not proven entirely satisfactory, he influences the pendulum of public opinion to swing far in the other direction, and a demand arises that there should be a return to methods so old as to have been considered obsolete. Two sets of things Uranus dislikes. He dislikes the usual things, and he dislikes things as they are. Whatever now exists, if it has been in existence some time, he wants changed, and is ready with something new and original to take its place. He is the planet of rugged individualism, abhorring restraint of any kind. He likes to be a law unto himself, and to feel that he is the equal of any man he is, therefore, the planet of liberty, and his influence in slavery, as an issue was even more pronounced than that of Neptune, and as he favors direct action, was marked by more violence. Against economic oppression he feels equally rebellious, inciting to unrest, dissatisfaction and disruption. Ruler of Aquarius, the sign of altruism, he is ever active to better the condition of the working man. Nor is he gentle in making his demands for different conditions. His influence is to be witnessed in most of the exposures of graft and corruption and in practically every effort that has been made by strikes, by forming unions, or by other means to shorten the hours, increase the pay, and make better living conditions for those who toil. His is the method of direct action, applying whatever pressure and resorting to whatever violence is necessary to attain his ends. He is thus the planet of revolution. The chief reason why the strikes, boycotts and riots he incites so often fail is because he is so great an individualist that there is not the proper unity of action. Those undertaking to force a change by which they hope to better their conditions become dissatisfied with their leaders. New leaders spring up with still other plans, and the dissension within the organization leads it to block its own purposes. Labor unions in their objects and the methods employed, such as strikes, are under the influence of Uranus. But to the extent there is actual cooperation of its members, to accomplish a group purpose the influence of Pluto is apparent. Reform movements of all kinds are under the influence of this planet. In thought he leans to the occult and ultra-progressive, in business to invention and unusual methods, and in politics to that which is considered radical. When, therefore, in a given city or country, a cycle chart brings a strong influence from Uranus to bear upon events, radical activities are brought to the attention, efforts are made to expose existing corruption, and important changes are advocated. Nor does the matter merely stop with agitation. If those advocating the change are strong enough to enforce their desires, for he is a planet of quick action as well as a flaming oratory. When, therefore, his influence is sufficiently strong, events which change the entire complexion of the things influenced come to pass with cataclysmic suddenness. Calculating the Uranus cycles for the purpose of illustrating the method of calculating the time for which a Uranus cycle chart should be erected, we will use the short cycle of Uranus of May 1, 1927, and the present cycle of Uranus, which started February 21, 1928. As we wish to know the influence of the Uranus cycle on the affairs of the United States, the problem is to ascertain the time at Washington, D.C. when Uranus crossed from south declination to north declination. The Nautical Almanac for 1927 gives the declination of Uranus at 4-day intervals for Greenwich Civil Time commencing at midnight. The position on May 3 is given as plus 0 degrees, 1 minute, 9.5 seconds. The variation per day is given as 66.03 seconds. That is, Uranus moving 66.03 seconds per day, on May 3rd had already crossed into north declination 0 degrees, 1 minute, 9.5 seconds. 24 hours 1 day equal 1440 minutes. 0 degrees, 1 minute, 9.5 seconds equals 69.5 seconds. Then 66.03, 1440, 69.5? The answer is 1516 minutes, which equal 1 day, 1 hour, 16 minutes. From May 3rd civil time subtract 1 day, 1 hour, 16 minutes, and it gives the Greenwich time as May 1, 10, 44 p.m. As Washington is 77 degrees west, subtract a further 5 hours, 8 minutes, which gives the time, for which the Uranus cycle chart must be erected as May 1, 1927, 5. 36 p.m. LMT 77 W 38 to 56 N. The chart erected for the times so found is number 31 in the table at the front of this booklet. The Nautical Almanac for 1928 gives the declination of Uranus at 4-day intervals for Greenwich Civil Time commencing at midnight. The position on February 23rd is there given as plus 0 degrees, 1 minute, 50.8 seconds. The variation per day is given as 75.24 seconds. That is, Uranus, moving 75.24 seconds per day on February 23rd had already crossed into north declination 0 degrees, 1 minute, 50.8 seconds. 24 hours 1 day equal 1440 minutes. 0 degrees, 1 minute, 50.8 seconds equal 110.8 seconds. Then 75.24, 1440, 110.8? The answer is 2121 minutes, which equals 1 day, 11 hours, 21 minutes. From February 23rd civil time subtract 1 day, 11 hours, 21 minutes. And it gives the Greenwich time as February 21st, 12:39 p.m. Subtract the time difference of 5 hours, 8 minutes, that Washington is west, and it gives the time, for which the Uranus cycle chart must be erected as February 21st, 1928, 7:31 a.m. LMT 77 W 38 to 56 N. This last Uranus cycle chart, erected for this time, is illustrated at the front of this booklet. The short Uranus cycle of 1927 chart number 31 is that of the short cycle of Uranus, which commences, as above calculated, May 1, 1927, 5:36 p.m. Washington. During the time of this cycle Uranus made only three progressed aspects to the positions of the planets in this chart. Just before the cycle, but well within the orb of its influence, on April 7, 1927, television new invention was demonstrated at New York City. In the chart, two angular houses hold planets, which indicates a volume of energy flowing into these departments of life. Neptune, the planet of aviation, holds forth in the House of Honor 10th, and the Sun and Moon are conjunction in the House of Foreign Nations 7th. In the chart Uranus is conjunction with the financial planet Jupiter in the 5th, House of Speculation, and during the following 8 months there were more stocks sold on the New York Exchange, and more people of small means reversed Uranus their previous policy and invested in such stocks than during any previous period in history. Uranus is trine MC, and the speculative wave increased in intensity as, turning retrograde, Uranus came exactly trine MCR on October 15, 1927. Uranus also, in its retrograde movement, made the conjunction with Uranus R, September 20. Many inventions and new devices were brought to the public attention about that time, and as the conjunction took place in the fifth house, wild speculative activities occurred near that date. The most important influence of the cycle was over aviation. There were rapid developments in mechanical aids to aviation as the cycle came in, and adding aviation honors Neptune in 10th to his country, on May 20, 1927, Captain Charles Lindbergh his birth chart and progressions are illustrated in lesson number 109 made his historic and record-breaking flight from New York to Paris. Two planets in the ninth house turn energy into attempts at long journeys by new Uranus methods. But as Mars in the ninth received the square of Uranus, most of the transatlantic flights attempted under the cycle of Uranus ended in disaster. Nevertheless, there were two other outstanding successes: the flight on June 28, from Oakland, California, to Hawaii by Maitland and Heijenberger, and the flight of Chamberlain and Levine on June 4 from New York to Germany. As to the accidents of others in attempting long flights, May 23 the Italian Commander Pinedo was forced into the sea near the Azores. Commander Byrd, on June 29, flying to France, was forced down off the coast and his plane smashed. The entire crew of the English Fokker plane trying to make Canada were lost August 31. The entire crew of the monoplane leaving New York to Rome on September 6, were lost. Ruth Alder and her pilot, flying from New York, bound for Paris, were forced into the sea on October 11. Numerous other accidents related to less outstanding long journeys also attested to the power of the ninth house affliction. In the chart, Uranus makes a trine to Saturn, planet of economy, in the house of money second. Paper currency had been of standard size for a very long time, but it was now in for a radical change. May 26, 1927. Secretary of the Treasury Mellon authorized the reduction of the size of paper money by about one-third, thus saving millions annually. September 26, 1927, Uranus progressed to semi-square moon R, in seventh foreign countries. Well within orb of this influence, on September 9, the U.S. sent a protest to France against the new tariff, which brought the sale in France of millions of dollars worth of manufactured goods to a practical standstill, due to the quadrupling of duties. This was a matter of controversy until November 21, when a temporary agreement was reached. Uranus rules astrology, and the first National Astrological Convention was held at Hollywood July 21-23, 1927. The Uranus cycle now effective one the influence of the current Uranus cycle, chart for which is illustrated at front of booklet, will be in effect from 1928 to 1969. According to the calculations previously given in detail, the chart is erected for February 21, 1928, 7:31 a.m. 77 West 38 N 56. 1936 Two planets in the House of Congress 11th indicate that during this cycle Congress will be strongly influenced by radical ideas. Two planets in the House of the People 1st indicate that the people in general will be greatly influenced by the things which Uranus rules, and as Uranus, ruler of the cycle, is conjunction Jupiter, ruler of business 10th and co-ruler of transportation 9th, the destiny of the people will undergo a radical change, due to the mechanization Uranus of industry and transportation. As Jupiter is the planet of finances, matters relating to the financing of the people will also undergo a radical change. Three planets in the 12th indicate that crime and relief are matters which will become of paramount importance, due to the influence of mechanical contrivances, which aid crime and perform work previously done by men. Instead, however, of presenting a detailed analysis of what may be expected from the chart, it will probably afford better practice to give a complete list of every aspect formed in the cycle up to the date mid-1935 of this revision of the lesson, quoting with comments in parentheses from the World Almanac one event influenced by each aspect. February 22, 1928, Uranus semi-sextal Sun R. February 21, Harry F. Sinclair, oil operator, is found guilty Sun in house of crime of contempt by Justice Frederick L. Siddons in the District of Columbia Supreme Court and sentenced to 6 months imprisonment. This is in connection with the famous Teapot Dome expose Uranus of corrupt officials Sun. March 22, 1928, Uranus semi-sextal Moon R. March 22, at Washington, John D. Rockefeller, Jr., appears before the Senate committee investigating expose the bituminous coal industry, denying any direct knowledge of violating Moon in house of crime the Baltimore Wage Agreement. May 12, 1928, Uranus conjunction Jupiter R. May 11, the Hoover manager, ex-U.S. Congressman J.W. Good of Iowa, told the U.S. Senate Campaign Probe Uranus Committee that about $250,000 had so far been spent for the Hoover cause, and the whole fight may cost $300,000. Sept 15, 1928, Uranus conjunction Jupiter R. September 15, Illinois coal miners vote to accept the new wage Jupiter scale, effective September 16, ending the soft coal strike Uranus. March 3, 1929, Uranus conjunction Jupiter R. March 1, the most important English and American firms operating in the British oil market, including Sir Henry Detterding's company the Royal Dutch, have agreed a radical change to establishment of normal trade relations Jupiter ruler of house of business with the Soviet Oil Corporation. April 7, 1929, Uranus semi-sextal Mercury or April 7th. A post office employee Mercury ruling house of post office makes a dud bomb Uranus, and then discovers it at New York City Mercury and house of crime. November 13, 1929, Uranus semi-sextal Mercury or November 13th, at Rochester, NY, Robert M. Searle, who rose from office boy for Thomas A. Edison to an outstanding figure in public utility circles, commits suicide Mercury in house of self-undoing, after worrying over stock market losses. April 26, 1930, Uranus Sisky Square Neptune or April 26, after passing over Paris, the only German airship Neptune to visit the British capital, a radical change since the armistice, receives welcome. July 4, 1930, Uranus square Pluto or July 9th, police at New York City raid Earl Carroll's vanities show Pluto in 5th on 42nd Street. August 6, 1930, Uranus square Pluto or August 9th, dropping a bottle of nitroglycerin to the floor of the Stockyards National Bank at Fort Worth, Texas, Nathan M. Martin, 30, kills Pluto ruler of 8th. And of drastic action himself and Vice President F. L. Pelton. October 24, 1930, Uranus Sisky Square Neptune or October 24, Gilbert Lane, youngest American volunteer in the French Army and an active member of the Paris post of the American Legion, is killed when a plane Neptune, in which he had started for Abyssinia, to take motion pictures Neptune of the Emperor Haile Selassie crashed Uranus at Le Bourget Field. February 14, 1931, Uranus Sisky Square Neptune are February 14th. Senate and House adopt the Interior Department bill, carrying an appropriation of $20 million for loans for farm rehabilitation, inclusive of food supplies. Neptune in the House of Foods and Farm Products for Humans, and the President signed the measure. April 4, 1931, Uranus square Pluto are April 9. Fred J. Bloomer, a brewer, is kidnapped. Pluto at Monroe, Wis. And $150,000 ransom is demanded. April 29, 1931, Uranus semi-square Sun are April 26, Jack Legs Diamond is shot at a roadhouse near Cairo, NY. Governor Roosevelt sends 20 state troopers and a deputy attorney general to Cairo, to clean out Uranus the beer runners, and racketeer Sun in House of Crime. May 28, 1931, Uranus trine Saturn are May 29, at New York City. The first train Saturn in 9th is run in Nassau Street, from BMT station under the municipal building at Chambers Street to Broad Street. June 2, 1931, Uranus semi-square moon are June 1, Albert B. Fall, former Secretary of the Interior, convicted of bribery. Moon in House of Crime and accepting $100,000 from Edward L. Doheny, prominent oil operator, is denied a review of his case by the Supreme Court of the U.S. Uranus exposes graft. Sept 18, 1931, Uranus semi-square moon are September 18, at Albany, NY, the legislature ends its special session, after passing the Wicks Unemployment Relief Moon in 12th Bill, amended to suit Governor Roosevelt, and the Anti-Crime Moon in 12th measures desired by the New York City authorities. September 24, 1931, Uranus trine Saturn are September 23, U.S. government investigation expose of graft into alien smuggling at Ellis Island has resulted in 861 deportations. Saturn and House of Ocean journeys and 26 arrests. October 29, 1931, Uranus semi-square Sun are October 28, President Hoover's Organization on Unemployment Relief Sun in 12th reports 10 things essential. February 17, 1932, Uranus semi-square Sun are February 16, Sheriff Thomas M. Farley, of New York City, is given a public hearing expose at Albany by Governor Roosevelt on charges Sun in House of Crime made by Samuel Seabury, counsel of the Legislative Committee, which is investigating the New York City government Sun. March 17, 1932, Uranus trine Saturn are March 17, a passenger plane Saturn and House of Journeys bound from Phoenix, Arise, to Los Angeles, California, crashes in a fog in San Gorgonio Pass, near Calimsa. Six of the occupants are killed at once and the seventh died soon afterwards. March 21, 1932, Uranus semi-square moon are March 22. Three residents of Norfolk, VA John Hughes Curtis, Rear Admiral Guy Burge and Rev Dean Dobson Peacock informed Colonel Lindbergh they had been in communication with the kidnappers Moon in House of Crime, and assured him they had been told the baby was being held somewhere in Chesapeake Bay. June 24, 1932, Uranus semi-square Mercury are June 22, at New York City. A Supreme Court jury, at the judge's direction, acquit Isidore J. Crystal of a charge of perjury. Mercury and House of Crime growing out of the failure of the Bank of the United States. Sept 2, 1932, Uranus semi-square Mercury are September 4, Raymond Robbins, prohibition advocate and reformer. Uranus vanishes Mercury in 12th from New York City on his way to keep an appointment with President Hoover at Washington. April 5, 1933, Uranus semi-square Mercury are April 4, the U.S. dirigible balloon Akron, biggest on Earth, sank in the ocean at about 12, 30 a.m. off Barnegat, NJ, in the midst of a storm of wind Mercury, rain and lightning Uranus. April 16, 1933, Uranus trine MCR. April 19, President Roosevelt orders an embargo on all exports of gold business ruled by MC, except that earmarked for foreign countries. May 11, 1933, Uranus square Mars. Or May 12, Wisconsin milk strike Uranus goes into effect. October 31, 1933, Uranus square Mars. Or November 1, at North Tiverton, RI, 1,500,000 gallons of gasoline explode Mars and Uranus, killing four workmen. December 22, 1933, Uranus trine MCR. December 28, at Washington, Henry Morgenthau, Jr., acting Secretary of the Treasury, issues an order calling in all the remaining gold coin, bullion and certificates still outside the treasury of the Federal Reserve Banks and their members. MC affects business. The order eliminates the $100 exemption heretofore allowed to individual hoarders of gold, and imposes extreme of Uranus a new penalty of double forfeiture. January 13, 1934. Uranus trine MCR. January 15, President Roosevelt asks Congress for authority to impound all gold affecting business ruled by MC in the Treasury, and devaluate the dollar to a maximum of 60 cents and a minimum of 50 cents. Bill passes House January 20. March 2, 1934, Uranus square Mars. On March 3, John Dillinger, the outlaw, and a Negro escape from jail at Crown Point, Indiana, and commence a series of crimes of violence Mars unparalleled in the 20th century. April 23, 1934, Uranus trine Neptune. Or April 21, the bill for the compulsory control of cotton Neptune in 6th House of Farm Produce is signed by the President. May 9, 1934, Uranus square Venus. Or May 4, the U.S. House Venus and House of Congress passes the Stock Exchange Control Bill. Very severe. November 13, 1934, Uranus square Venus. Or November 12, the U.S. Treasury grants a blanket license authorizing all transactions in foreign exchange, transfers of credit and exports of currency. Venus rules House of Money, other than gold certificates but including silver coins. December 15, 1934, Uranus trine Neptune. Or December 15, Labor Neptune and House of Labor and Business propose recovery measures, as Ex Board recommends lasting program of public works and use of resources. January 27, 1935, Uranus trine Neptune. Or February 2, House passes Work Relief Neptune and House of Work Bill of $4,880,000,000. February 26, 1935, Uranus square Venus. Or February 26, 80 girls Venus from Vassar, descended upon Albany by bus and taxi, grabbed the fleeing coattails of surprised state senators Venus and House of Senators, and launched a vigorous protest against the Namundevani student oath bill. April 26, 1935, Uranus sextal Sun. Or April 27, breach between Senator Long Sun rules politicians and his share the wealth plan Uranus P and House of Money and the administration widens. May 21, 1935, Uranus Siski square Saturn. Or May 21, Representative Dobbins, of Illinois, proposes a resolution in the House, which would require a two-thirds majority of the Supreme Court ruled by 9th in declaring any act of Congress to be unconstitutional. May 24, 1935, Uranus semi-square Usk. Or May 25, for the first time Uranus P in House of Money since March 1911. The Treasury Department has offered bonds to be sold on a competitive basis. The money is needed to start financing the $4,880,000,000 work relief affecting many people, ruled by ESC program. May 25, 1935, Uranus sextile moon or May 24, 5,000 persons moon clamor for the 553 seats in the House galleries, to see the spectacle no American has ever seen before, a president of the U.S. delivering a veto message to Congress in person. The measure vetoed is a relief moon in 12th measure affecting World War veterans. The Uranus cycle of 1844. This cycle of Uranus, which was in force from 1844 to 1927, started March 11, 1844, 7:30 a.m., Washington, D.C. The chart is illustrated at the front of this booklet. The planet of drastic action, Pluto, and the planet of war, Mars, as well as Venus, occupy the House of the People first in this chart, foreshadowing the Civil War. The cause of dissension is indicated by Uranus, the planet for which the chart was erected, exerting its disruptive influence in the House of Slaves. 12. Three planets in this house give its affairs great importance. And as there are three planets also in the House of Congress, 11th, what this legislative body does is also of unusual importance. Mars, the planet of machinery in the first, semi-sextile Uranus, planet of invention and new machines, heralds the mechanization of industry. The moon in the ninth indicates the changes in methods of transportation brought about by new inventions. Instead of listing every aspect Uranus makes by progression through the many years this cycle exerted its power, let us, commencing with the date the cycle started, select every event mentioned in the reference History of the World of Webster's New International Dictionary, which clearly bears the nature of Uranus, insofar as there is space here yet available, and indicate the aspect in the cycle which coincided with, and affected, the event. The first outstanding event under this Uranus cycle was on May 24, 1844, with Uranus semi-sextile Mars R, when the magnetic telegraph electricity is ruled by Uranus, invented by S.F.B. Morse, is first brought into practical use. The experimental work has been conducted under the influence of the cycle, and when the planet of construction Mars is aspected, the federal government having provided the funds for building a line between Baltimore and Washington, telegraphy comes into use. Under the same aspect, Uranus semi-sextile Mars R, there is another invention which proves important, enabling us to ride comfortably in our autos today. June 15, 1844, Charles Goodyear patents Uranus, the process of vulcanizing Mars rubber. The next event relates to that freedom for which Uranus always struggles. August 8, 1846, under Uranus still in House of Slaves semi-square Mercury or in House of Congress, the Wilmot Proviso passes the House. It prohibits slavery in any territory acquired from Mexico. September 1846, under Uranus semi-sextile Jupiter or in the 12th slavery, Elias Howe patents Uranus the sewing machine, freeing women from much drudgery. Uranus strives for economic, domestic, and political freedom, as well as from other types of restriction. In 1847, under Uranus semi-square Mercury R, Richard M. Hoe invents the rotary printing press, thus greatly facilitating the distribution of news. Mercury ruler of 3rd. January-March, 1849, under Uranus trine moon R, there is a struggle in Congress over the organization of the new territory moon ruler of 4th, House of Territory, the South claiming the extension of the 36-30 line to the Pacific, thus dividing California. September 18, 1850, under Uranus semi-sextile Uranus or in House of Slaves 12th and Uranus sextile Mercury R, in House of Congress 11th, a new and drastic fugitive slave law, intended to check organized assistance to fugitives, is passed, and on September 20, slave trade is forbidden in the District of Columbia. May 26, 1854, under Uranus sextile Jupiter R, in House of Slaves, during the Burns fugitive slave incident in Boston, the attempt is made by an anti-slavery mob to storm the courthouse. Also, several new personal liberty Uranus laws are passed by northern states in an attempt to hinder the operation of the federal laws of 1850, and the Kansas-Nebraska Act of May 30 starts another controversy over slavery that is not settled until the Civil War. May 5, 1857, about 6 weeks after Uranus makes the perfect square to Neptune R, co-ruler of the House of Slavery, the Supreme Court, deliberating the Dred Scott case, delivers the decision of the majority of the court, declaring the Missouri Compromise to have been always unconstitutional, as contrary to the rights of any man to take slave property into a territory. The decision is contrary to the popular sovereignty theory of the Kansas-Nebraska Act, and opens all territory to slavery. Neptune rules slavery. November 7, 1857, under Uranus semi-square Jupiter R, in House of Slaves, a pro-slavery convention in Kansas frames the Lecompton Constitution, which is so worded as to permit slavery either directly or indirectly, no matter how the settlers vote. May 4, 1858, under Uranus square Mercury R, in House of Congress, the English Act of Congresses adjusts the Kansas difficulty and marks the high water in the pro-slavery Congress. March 7, 1859, when Uranus again made the square to Mercury R, planet of controversy, the Supreme Court declares that the fugitive slave law of 1850 is unconstitutional, and that the jurisdiction over it is entirely in the federal courts, and that efforts of the states to obstruct it are illegal. October 16 to 18, 1859, under Uranus semi-square Pluto R, planet of mobs, occurs John Brown's raid at Harper's Ferry. The 19 abolitionists seize the government arsenal as an armed position to which slaves may rally. June 19, 1862, under Uranus planet of freedom semi-square Uranus or in House of Slaves, Congresses abolishes slavery in the territories. Sept 22, 1862, under Uranus planet of freedom opposition Moon R, ruler of fourth states, Lincoln in his preliminary emancipation proclamation states, as a war measure, that he will on January 1st, declare free all slaves in the states then in rebellion, excepting certain loyal or occupied sections. January 1, 1863, under Uranus Siski Square Saturn R, there is the final Emancipation Proclamation. June 13, 1866, under Uranus in conjunct Saturn R, the 14th Amendment is passed and sent to the states, providing that Negroes and all others born or naturalized in the U.S. are to possess equal civil Saturn ruler of 10th rights. June 25, 1868, under Uranus trine Jupiter R, more pay for shorter hours, an act is passed to establish an 8-hour day for laborers for the federal government. December 10, 1869, under Uranus trine Sun R, planet of politics, Wyoming, the first territory to do so, adopts women's suffrage. 1871, under Uranus in conjunct Neptune R, and later square Venus R, the Tweed Ring, which for years had controlled and systematically bled New York, and had embezzled about $100 million, is overthrown. 1874, under Uranus in conjunct Jupiter R, ruler of the House of Publishing, that great boon to all who write, the typewriter, is placed on the market, the Remington being the pioneer machine. March 2, 1875, under Uranus in conjunct Jupiter R, in House of Graft, Scandals in the Grant administration caused the resignation of Secretary of War Belknap. In addition, a whiskey ring to defraud the Internal Revenue Jupiter is exposed Uranus. March 7, 1875, under Uranus in conjunct Jupiter, ruler of 9th long-distance communication Alexander Bell patents the telephone. 1877, under Uranus trine Pluto Edison invents the phonograph, although it is not made practical until 1888. 1878, under Uranus trine Venus opposition Mercury planet of education, a great help to reading and writing. The brush electric arc light, forerunner of electric lighting, is invented. 1879, under Uranus trine Mars ruler of incandescence, Edison invents the incandescent electric light. 1884, under Uranus opposition Uranus ruler of electricity, electric trolley streetcars are operated in Kansas City. 1886, under Uranus in the House of Labor, in conjunct Mars planet of strife, there are great labor disturbances, the Knights of Labor endeavoring to force an 8-hour day. In March under this aspect they promote the great strike on the Gould system of railroads in Missouri and neighboring states, which fails after lasting until May. Then May 4. Occurs the anarchist riots in Chicago, following a strike there. September, 1888, Uranus progresses from the House of Labor into the House of Arbitration 7th making the opposition to the ISC our people, and on October 1, Congress authorizes the appointment of a commission of voluntary arbitration between interstate railroads and their laborers. July 2, 1890. Under Uranus trine Neptune our planet of restrictions, the Negro question having arisen, the House passes the force bill to protect the Negro voters of the South, but the Senate shelves it. November 1, 1890, under Uranus trine Mercury in the House of Legislation, Mississippi adopts a new constitution, the first to restrict suffrage through the Understanding Clause. 1892, during the summer, while Uranus was opposition Mars planet of strife, the country is affected by strikes accompanied by violence. 1893, under Uranus Siski Square Sun ruler of Fifth Entertainment, Edison develops the kinescope, starting the revolution Uranus in entertainment with the first motion picture. June 26, July 14, 1894, under Uranus trine Jupiter ruler of 9th Interstate Commerce, the strike of the American Railway Union starts at Chicago with a refusal to handle Pullman cars, because of a strike of laborers in a Pullman factory. Strike extends all over West, accompanied by much rioting and completely stops transportation on 50,000 miles of railroads. Debs and other strike leaders are arrested on federal injunctions for interference with the interstate commerce and carriage of the mails. Local troops are called out in many places, and President Cleveland, without waiting for requests from state executives, employs federal troops, especially at Chicago, to protect railroads. Strike fails. 1895, under Uranus semi-sextil moon in 9th, the automobile comes into practical use, thus commencing a revolution Uranus in transportation, which threatens the railroads not merely in short hauls, but also in interstate commerce 9th. May 27, 1895, under Uranus semi-square Uranus the Supreme Court declares that an injunction to prevent strikers from interfering with interstate commerce or the movement of the mails is a legitimate means of exercising the power vested in the United States. 1896, under Uranus semi-sextil moon 9th interstate transportation rural free delivery is started in a small way and quickly develops into a great system. Uranus favors government ownership of public utilities as a method of preventing exploitation and graft. January 1, 1898, under Uranus trine Uranus R, the 8-hour day becomes an issue. February 18, 1898, under Uranus trine Saturn R, the Supreme Court rules that a state regulation for an 8-hour day for certain classes of mining Saturn employees, with emergency exceptions, is a proper police regulation for the protection and health of citizens and not contrary to the 14th Amendment. May 28, 1898, under Uranus trine Uranus R, the Supreme Court declares that native citizenship under the 14th Amendment is without respect to race or color. A child born in the U.S. of resident parents is therefore a citizen, and cannot be excluded under the Chinese Exclusion Act.